morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Steve Livengood, related to Salvation Army. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, LaVon. I'm related to everything, aren't I?
Well, yeah, quite a few things. But right now we want to talk about what's happening with the donations to Salvation Army, and you are the county chairman, so you are the spokesperson today. And I'm almost afraid to ask, how is it going? Because this cold weather was like, well, boom.
We're Thursday, so last weekend, yeah, not so good. Of course, it was terribly, bitterly cold, and so we canceled it. We didn't do it. We've done it for two weekends, plus the realtors did it for one day. Out of the four weekends, plus the realtors are going to do it. So we're behind a lot. We
yes.
have one more weekend to do.
And that weekend, actually, I'm thinking is, well, it should be, we should be really giving, but the time frame doesn't work well because it's the 24th.
Exactly. It is the 24th. It's what, the day after tomorrow, something like that? It's coming real quick, yes. And that's the last shot at it. We are down a lot. Last year, we had $7,692. This year, to date, we've got $3,917. So, yeah, we're down
Ouch.
over $3,500. That's half of our budget. So that's a significant amount.
And it's not necessarily because people have been giving less. It's just kind of circumstances. And I wanted to talk about, you know, so we have another Saturday.
We have one more Saturday. We did put a bucket out at Rolling Hills Bank. And so if you want to go deposit your money at the Rolling Hills Bank, there's a bucket out there for you also.
Oh, good idea.
The idea being that because of the volunteers that we have, we do it on Saturday. I mean, we could do it any day, but it's hard to get volunteers during the work day. So we do it on Saturday. Of course, there's only so many Saturdays in December. So we missed last Saturday. We can do it this Saturday, but we kind of got to make one up. So how are we going to do that? So we put the bucket at Rolling Hills. Come on down. A couple days ago, I got a check in the mail. You can always do that, too. Just write out a check.
Yeah,
just mail it to me.
I want to talk a little more about that because when I was ringing the bell, I had somebody say, well, I wrote my check. And previously, I've had somebody say, well, I wrote my check and sent it to Omaha. Let's talk about that a bit.
You know, I'm not going to discount anything from Omaha. That's where we get our marching orders from, too. That's the base. So it's a noble effort if you want to put one over there, too. But if you write a check and we deposit here, 90% of it stays in this county. If you write a check and send it somewhere else, 100% of it goes to wherever else you sent it to. So it's great that you're writing a check. I love it dearly, but, you know, it didn't go here. It went there. And we have programs also.
You bet. And while you are listening to us, you could just write your check and get it ready for the mailman. And
doesn't even matter what the temperature
warm.
Is.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Drink a cup of tea, hot chocolate,
exactly.
coffee, and write your check. Now, why should people write a check? What does this use for? Why is it even important?
Well, I think, you know, the downside of the check is it's very difficult to reach in your pocket and grab a handful of silver and throw it in the bucket as opposed to writing a check. You know, you can't really write a check for a dollar. Well, you can, but it's really not a good idea. So, yeah, if you're going to write a check, it's going to be a bigger amount. There's no doubt about
but
that.
Any
that's just
will
one
do.
Of those things.
Yeah.
But any amount will do. You can write a check for a dollar if you want to. I don't care. The upside of the check is that you don't have to get outside and do it. It does come straight to here, as the cash does also.
Straight to here where?
Straight to here is Cass County. And that's kind of important. That check that I got a couple days ago, that didn't come from Atlantic. It came from Cass County. It came from clear down to Messina, okay? If you live in Messina and you want to donate to the Salvation Army for Cass County and you don't want to drive to Atlantic and put it in the red kettle, stay at home and put it in the envelope.
You bet. And where should they address this envelope with a check in it?
They can address this envelope with a check in it to me. When I get these envelopes in the mail all the time, like, who is sending me this? I don't know. And so I open it up like, oh, I figured that out. Me is Steve Livengood. You can send it to the Salvation Army if you want to. It doesn't make any difference. The post office understands that when stuff comes to 403 Maple Street, it's like, yeah, I wonder what Steve's got his hands in this time. But Steve Livengood, 403 Maple, Atlantic, 522.
Okay, so Maple Street. And, you know, if somebody looks up your name in the phone book, remember it's Maple Street. Because
right.
There's two of you.
Two Steve Livengoods. There is. Of course, I'm sure that he'll send it to me also because we do that all the time.
I'm sure he would. But remember Maple Street and get that to you, Steve. I just think that's so important because I've had that experience of people thinking they were doing a good thing for Cass County. They were doing a good thing, but not necessarily for Cass County. So we want to clear that up. Now, what is the money used for, Steve?
What is the money used for? It varies from year to year. A lot of folks think that when they have a personal tragedy, you know, their house caught on fire or something like that, you know, that's the Salvation Army. Yes, but that's not us. What we do is we do the school lunches, we do the backpacks, we do the shop with the cop, we're doing car seats this year. I mean, it's whoever asks for stuff, and that's not the folks from Atlantic that ask for stuff. That's the stuff from Cass County, Griswold, Anita, Cumberland, you know, wherever you're from in Cass County, then you'll ask us, and we cover all that sort of thing. Generally, especially probably this year, we won't have enough to finance the whole thing, and so we can help offset your expenses, but we probably won't be able to do the whole thing.
But just again, remember that you can be involved. You know, it is there's still some blank spaces there for the 24th if you'd like to volunteer. And if you would like to volunteer, I guess you're the guy to talk to.
I'm the guy to talk to if you want to volunteer also. We have 12 shifts every weekend. That means Saturday we've got 12 shifts that we have to fill. Right now, 2 of those are filled. So I have 10 shifts that are available. That's at Fairway, that's at Walmart East and West. That's from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, an hour and a half per. If you want to work that shift, please call, and don't be surprised when the police department answers the phone, because they will. Call 243-3512 and talk with the ladies down there at the police department. Give them your name, give them your cell phone number, and say, yep, I would like to work for the Salvation Army this Saturday on the 24th at wherever.
Okay. So we'll say that number here again in a little bit, because it's important to call if you'd like to volunteer. And it's... You know, and it was so cold. Steve, I was signed up, and I'm going, I'm not going, because it was almost dangerous to think about being out there.
But it was dangerous. And then if you look at it, you know, I could put you out there and have you ring the bell, but if nobody's going to show up because it's too cold to go get groceries, what are you there for? You know,
the weather is supposed to be better. But, you know, it is a really, I'm going to say, fun kind of thing to do. It's fun to see people and see, you know, what they have to say.
It is a blast to do it. It is not like selling siding windows or encyclopedias. All you have to do is just stand there. You say Merry Christmas to the people that put stuff in the bucket. You say Merry Christmas to the people that don't put stuff in the bucket. It's fun interacting with the people. It really is.
And I know we've talked about this before, but it's always fun to see the kids come.
It is. It is a blast. I just love the kids. I mean, they know that they're giving away the world when they put that quarter in the bucket. It's a cool thing to teach them. It really is.
It really is, and giving to others. So this is a great opportunity, again, to help folks. You don't know who it is going to go to, but you know it's going to go to some worthy cause in Cass County.
Exactly. Yeah, and we don't have, oh, well, they came last year kind of folks. No, we really don't. We don't know who it's going to. It's just whoever asks.
So every dollar, $5, or even $100.
You can do that. It's I was dumping the buckets
that, right?
A couple of weeks ago. I pick them up and I unlocked them, threw them out on the table, and there was a $100 bill there. And I'm here to tell you that's pretty humbling when that happens. It really is.
Yes. It makes your job really exciting too when you see that kind of thing happen.
Yeah,
but again,
cool.
Whether
still looking for that Krugerrand though. Yeah. So if you have that, and you know.
And even if you're just counting pennies and quarters, it's still pretty exciting
to
see it count up.
Sometimes it's neat just to take a really heavy bucket to the bank and say, here, would you count this for me, please?
There you go. So, again, the number, if you would like to volunteer for December 24th, 10 to 3.
10 to 4.
10 to 4. Yep. Okay, the number to call is
243-3512. Okay. That's if you want to stand out and ring. If you don't want to ring, put it in the mail.
Okay.
403 Maple Street, Atlantic. And if you don't ever get to the mailbox and you don't want to ring, drop by Rolling Hills Bank. There's a bucket right there. You can put it in that one too.
And if you miss the 24th, I think you'd even take it after
that. Yeah, we don't worry about taxes and end of year and that sort of thing.
All right, give it to us whenever. Thank you for your work, Steve. And I know you want to thank all of those volunteers out there that have been helping.
There is a ton of them, huge amount of them, yes.
So that's great. And thank you to all of you who have put money in the buckets. Until next time, Merry Christmas to you, Steve.
Merry Christmas to you.
And to all of our listeners. And this is a thought, the joy of brightening others' lives, bearing each other's burdens, easing other loads, and supplanting empty hearts and lives with generous gifts becomes for us the magic of Christmas.